This is Camila Salvagno. I am here with Mayor Kamal Johnson at City Hall in Hudson, New York. It's June 28th, 2025. Thank you so much, Mr. Johnson, for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So you mentioned that there are misperceptions about why it's important to keep the youth center alive. Can you tell me about those misperceptions?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times people may feel like you're creating a narrative or race baiting because there are a lot of kids that go to the youth center that are kids of color. And whenever it's brought up, I think people change or say that, like, I'm creating a narrative that's maybe racist or, you know, anything else, ignorant, instead of, like, just seeing that, you know, we want to protect our kids. And I think that's extremely important. And you can't put a dollar sign on the safety and education of our kids. And, you know, I believe that strongly. And I'm one of the people who helped craft the budget.
You mentioned specifically that there are misinterpretations or misperceptions about you when you feel passionate.
Yeah, definitely. Whenever I'm passionate about something, whether it's, you know, housing or anything, like, people always, like, deem me as, like, being overzealous or, like, angry or, you know, too passionate, I would say. Because, you know, I'm a pretty calm person, but, you know, when I really need to drill in, you know, information, like, I you know, I get passionate about it and I care, because whenever there's a percentage that's thrown around, like, you know, there's such and such percentage of poverty, people living in poverty or homeless, you know, I know the people in those percentages. So it's not just a number to me. And those are the people I interact with who, you know, want to see different for their city.
Yeah, there's something really important and needed about bringing to light the people who make up these percentages or statistics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because they don't consider themselves, you know, a statistic. They consider themselves trying to survive and trying to provide for their loved ones.
Is there anything else you want to share about your leadership? Because I think I've had such a privilege to be able to hear firsthand from you what it's been like to mm-hmm. be the mayor of this city since 2019. The country has gone through a lot of hardship and a lot of uncertainty. And
yeah, I mean, I would say it's hard. You know, it's heavy as the head that wears the crown. And I try to make sure that I keep my head up and I keep it positive so I don't deter the next generation from thinking that they can't do it. And, you know, being the face of a city during so many different changes in such little time takes a lot out of you. But when you care about the people that you're doing it for, it makes it all worth it. And, you know, I'm going to continue to do that no matter what.
Do you have any hopes for the near future?
You know, I just want to make sure that our housing pipeline and the initiatives that we're doing, the projects that we're doing, you know, come out to fulfillment. You know, I was able to do a lot during my time, you know, even getting the bridge back on that's at the waterfront that's been down for 20 years, you know, and now it's open during my administration. So I understand the things that overall are important, but also like the traditional things like the bridge that are important for people.
Making sure not to
hit say for real this time.
Hit pause too soon. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.